Lucas useless, Martin scared. Oh, Lucas useless, Martin scared. Oh, Lucas useless, Martin scared. Oh, heroes in a half shell. Scandal power! Heroes in a half shell, but they're green. When the evil Shredder attacks, these two boys will hide at the back. Lucas useless, Martin Skettle. Lucas useless, Martin Skettle. It's the Day Trippers. Ah, there we go. The warm, soothing sounds of the intro song. It's always good to have a nice tune to start off the show, as you might have just witnessed. So, on a week where we collapsed miserably to the might of Swansea City, where the fuck they are even, and we also fell cruelly to that late winner that Villarreal scored in Spain last Thursday, we have to look back so we can look forward and try find some hope and some semblance of how we're going to achieve our Champions League dream by winning this Thursday night against Villarreal. Up tonight on the show, obviously we have the lads in. So Andy, Paul and Dave are joining me. And we're going to probably not talk too much about the Swansea game, because let's be honest about it, the team couldn't be arsed with the match, so why the fuck should we be? We'll probably concentrate more on the Villarreal game, given the importance that this now has for the rest of our season and everything else that's going to come up through the summer. And then we'll do some of your Trippers chats as ever. Christ, I cannot wait for this season to be over. I have a pain in me hoop at this stage. But how and ever, let's rock it on. So lads, where the fuck do you want to start? I would recommend that we don't really talk much about the Swansea game. The players couldn't give a flying fuck, so why should we? But there are probably one or two things we should discuss.
We need to talk about a few things.
Okay.
There are a few individuals we need to talk about.
Yes, Dave. I think we'll all probably talk about the same individuals. But I'll let you lead the way. Who would you like to speak about first, Dave?
Well, I mean, there is a plethora of people to talk about, but let's start with Martin Skrtel, right? Fucking hell. What? Like, it's like he got worse since he got injured. You know, in Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, you know, when they kill the mountain and he comes back as this red-headed, massive thing, that's what Skrtel reminds me of, except in reverse. He's come back worse than before he got injured.
Yeah, but if this was... I don't know. You like, who do you like nowadays?
I like...
One of your favourite
Wes
players.
Wes Morgan.
But like, I think normally you'd make allowances for a player coming back from injury.
Yeah, but he's not coming back from injury. I'm saying since he came back from injury, he's been terrible.
Yeah, but he's
going
to
be fit for weeks.
Any player is going to be terrible
coming back.
He's
been fit for weeks.
Yeah, but it's first going to second kick of a ball. Really?
Okay, I think
he played one under 21 game. This is his third game since he's come back for the first team.
Okay,
so he's played four games. Plus, he's been at the club for 11,000 years.
No, I'm talking about coming back from injury. You normally make allowances.
I don't make allowances for it. People make allowances for Sacco 8 months after he came back from an injury.
Well, hang on a second. I think, Andy, I think there's a killer stat here. Well, sort of half stat, because we can never remember the details on the stats of this pod.
Killer half stat.
Paul, what's the stat in Martin Skrtel?
I don't know. I saw something like, you know, he's played a couple of hundred minutes since he's come back, and we've conceded more goals than them, like comfortably more goals than them than, like, you know, the last whatever amount of matches, like, you know, spanning. Like,
that's a great stat.
This is the stats Trippers, right? And like, we do take pride in our stats.
I think I saw like 469 minutes and we've conceded 14 goals. And before that, we conceded 14 goals in like 11,000 minutes.
So yeah, the stat I saw anyway, like the goals conceded with Skrtel was measured in minutes. And the goals without him was measured in
hours,
like in games. Like, so, that, like, obviously, I don't have the correct details here or whatever.
Who cares?
You can score
enough.
Yeah.
And it's not even
we just can see
they're
that
all fucking
fuckload
they're
of
all
goals
made
that
up anyway. They're all made up anyway. Did you know that Daniel Sturridge runs 22 yards a game more than
Lucas.
Well, come here, the thing he was... also does 11 more sprints off his left foot more than Robin Van Persie in his peak when Nelson won the title.
Oh,
do you know that?
That's... Well, come here, right? I was out the park and I said, even without the stats, when I saw Skirt naming them the team, I was thinking to myself, conceded two goals tonight.
Yeah.
It's like we could always concede at least
but
two goals.
Put Skirt in the team, check. Move Lover into left side centre back, check. You know, concede from a set piece, check. Bring Lucas on.
It's like, bring him on.
Liverpool bingo. You know, it's like, fucking house, there we go.
Let's shore things up and bring him on.
Bring on Lucas, a fella who was sitting on the bench resting his ass and couldn't run when he got on the pitch. It was like, what's wrong with you?
Do you know what happened? I thought they'd brought John Bishop on for one of those charity picks because he just looked ridiculous. He didn't look like a professional footballer for the third goal. You've seen the guy from behind the goal where Lucas like kind of trots into the box.
So even the first bit where he just falls over.
Oh my god!
He did his finest Milner impression. Just falls over and the ball goes well.
Is that where he had the ball in about 50 yards of space? And you can just see someone gradually close them down. Yeah, Lucas, you've got about 7 seconds there. I might want to think about getting rid of the ball now. Lucas, he's right beside you.
I thought he was doing well up to that part. I thought he was doing well up to the point when he gave the ball away.
Because did he do?
It looked like the midfield was better. It did. It was terrible with fucking Chiravella or whatever the fuck way you say and Stewart. It was terrible. It was terrible.
I didn't think the midfield was the problem. I thought it was a
A 6 minutes. It was a solid six. It was a solid a six, you'd say.
But the issue is Skirtle drops off. So any midfield.
He's the best defender at the club though, Skirt. Skirt. He looks so mean. and he tackles.
He tackles really well with slidies.
Goes to ground well. As in often.
If he had You'll Never Walk Alone on his knuckles, he would be the best defender we've ever had, to be honest.
Did you see his slide tackle in the build up where Montero sent him down? It looked like, you know, when you give like your kid a shot of FIFA and he discovers the slide tackle button and he's sliding like 20 yards away from you. That's what it looked like. He literally does this random, ooh, slide, power slide. go, get it, legs.
He didn't even do the Martin Skirtle tackle all game. No. You know when he gets beat on the left-hand side and then he slides, wraps his leg around and everyone claps because that's like the Martin Skirtle tackle. That's what he built his career on.
And his true ball, that was fairly...
His true ball, spectacular.
Oh yeah, that was rascal, wasn't it? Fuck.
I won't lie, I missed the Benteke goal. I went in for shit, right? And I missed it, right? And I never bothered looking up for it to see what it looked like.
Well, the first time I saw it...
It's from a corner.
Yeah. Mm. First time I saw it, it looked like someone had literally pushed Benteke into the ball. Like someone had gone...
Stewart was controlling him.
Was it? I know. It looked like Stewart or something.
Was it Stewart?
Stewart picked him up afterwards.
Marionette strings.
He's like, he's not going to get there himself. Pushes him.
But he was having a fucking mare up to that.
Who, Benteke or Stewart?
Well, he's a disgrace.
He is a disgrace.
Do you know what I read today? I read today that apparently Arsenal and Spurs are both interested in Jordan Ibe.
Grand.
Think about that for a minute now.
Well, why? Had to have been read in the most unreliable source.
Spurs just failed. Nearly won the title. You know. And why would Arsenal want them when they got Oxlade-Chamberlain and Walcott to watch just older versions of him?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he's fitter than him.
Fuck, he was terrible.
Oh man, there's no excusing now Ibe anymore. He just has no decision making skills.
Yeah, like I gave him a load of slack this year on this pod. You know, like he kind of gone, no, hang on, lads, hang on. But he it's looking just increasingly like a lost cause, isn't it? Yeah. Like, it's a proper risk putting him in the team though.
Yeah,
he just does fuck all.
Like Ojo, it didn't have a great game, but he still did more than Ibe did on the pitch.
I'd rather see
Ojo. I would definitely give him another season season of a lot of chances, a season like the amount of chances I've got this season, to see how he fares out, because I actually think he could have a future. But Ibe is, to me, the more I see him, the more I dislike him.
Yeah. He's dead to me.
He's dead to me.
He's not even doing the good things anymore. Like, you know, there was a stage where he was out to knock the ball past.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's a far worse player than he was 12 months ago.
I'd be happier seeing him at right back than in any attacking position. Like, if Klopp named the team on Sunday and said, Randall's ill, I'm not risking Klein, so I'm going to put Jordan Ibe right back, I actually would have been happy with
and
that.
And you know, that'd only work in a game where the opposition offers absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he has the intelligence to play.
Right, I think he looks like a player who's resigned to his fate of being sold in the summer.
But something's happened right in the background, because Klopp was all over him for the first 10-12 games.
Nothing's happened in the background. What's happened is in the fucking foreground. Over and over again. Like, he's shown this kid loads and loads of time and, you know, he's saying, go on, show what you can do. Yeah. And he's went out and he's shown what he can do, and it's just not good enough. So,
right, was there any positive? I tell you, I'll say one positive.
Whoa,
Danny Ward.
We haven't finished the negatives yet. What are you talking about?
I just want to give a little bit of a respite to the negatives. So there was one positive, and I thought Danny Ward was very good for us in goal.
He could kick the ball.
That's straight away.
Surely because our baseline is Mignolet.
Doesn't matter.
Danny Ward was okay.
Yeah,
but he is not a top Premier League. He's nowhere near it. He's not good enough to be our number two.
I'm not saying that, Dave, but I am saying he's good enough to be our number one at the moment.
No, I don't agree with that.
I would have Mignolet nowhere near the team ever again, along with Lucas, Skirtle and a fucking rash of others that are at the club. But like, I would rather
look,
see
Mignolet's Ward. Not good enough, but he's better than Ward.
Okay, well, Mignolet a while ago was having that thing where, like, teams were scoring more goals than shots on goal. So he was saving. But, like, it was only up to the other week when he made that mistake that he was actually doing all right. And his kicking had approved.
And the save he makes against Villarreal last week's world class. Like, do you know what I mean? So he keeps.
He's not doing too bad.
I think he's doing
up to that mistake. Yeah. Was it there?
Up to that mistake. Every time you talk about one of the shit players at the club, it's up to that mistake. Even going back to Andy's point, I thought Lucas was doing well for 6 minutes. Denny Lucas. Skirtle comes on, we can see 100 goals.
Well, you're talking about players that aren't going to have a long-term future here. But at the moment, you know, in terms of playing on Thursday, like, there will be people that would suggest play Ward.
I'd play Ward.
On Thursday?
Yep.
Mignolet could have a big performance in him.
Yeah, or he could have another fucking blunderbuss of a performance.
Ward just seems to make more saves than Mignolet, though. Like, when's the last time Mignolet made a few saves in a game? Like, if you kick three shots, it doesn't matter, like, what the quality of the shot is, at least one of them's going in on Mignolet.
But didn't Villarreal should have scored two or three, and Mignolet saved a good few. And against Dortmund, he was very good. Mignolet was. So I think, actually,
is there scrap going?
I think we've given him look, he's terrible. He shouldn't be our number one goalkeeper. But Danny Ward was okay, right? He saved, like, people always say to me, Mignolet saves what he should save, and he doesn't save what good goalkeepers save, right?
Yeah.
Ward's exactly the same. He saved what he should have saved.
But the only advantage that Ward has is he can throw the ball and kick it, so that straight away puts him ahead of Mignolet. Yeah.
And he was playing behind.
Mignolet doesn't save what he should save.
He's the opposite. He's the opposite to that statement.
Okay, he's the opposite, sorry.
So he doesn't say what he should say, but he says what he shouldn't say. Which
look, Mignolet's
really
not good enough. And I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that people use Danny Ward as the contrast to make out that he's fucking, you know,
next
Buffon,
man,
he's not.
It looks like he'll go. I think he's going to focus wholly this summer. Now, unless a really good deal comes up for an attacking type player, which it probably will, because they tend to become available or whatever. But I think he's going to focus on getting a goalkeeper in.
Yeah.
Despite the contract, like, you've just seen Flano got a contract. Then
well, apparently,
like,
Ward's going on loan, so we're definitely getting a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Harden. And they're getting strongly linked to Jamal and the Harden. With Sacco now pending 2 year ban, you're going to probably see another centre half come in to pair up with Matip.
Yeah, we could end up with three. I think he might buy three centre halves, Matip and two others. Because I think Skirtle's going, Colo's, well.
And I think with Colo, he wants to be a coach.
Yeah.
And then right back, Klein, perfect. Flannel, you know, and then Moreno, I think he had a good pairing inside him. And Liverpool weren't constantly having to defend.
Well, they're linked with that Leicester kid now, aren't they? Is it Chilwell?
That's just a pretend. That's like, he doesn't exist.
He's another Joe Gomez.
Oh, we got Joe Gomez.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. There's no proof that Joe Gomez exists. Seriously, like, it was just a random fella who played a couple of games.
There's literally no proof he can play centre half, yet everyone has him playing centre half. Next season at centre half.
Well, he played most of football in the championship. And
says who? Who's actually seen it? The only thing Sky Sports had of him,
like, they just kept showing him taking throw-ins. And Joe Gomez, it was literally just like about seven throw-ins.
Up and coming centre back. Just go on
with what you hear and read. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I sit down and watch championship games.
I'm only joking. It's just that people have gone from, like, you know, seeing him play at left back three times to he's our starting centre back.
Sure, even like as you said, he's playing at left back.
Yeah.
Right. Straight away, he's either playing right back or right centre back in every single team that you see.
Yeah,
yep.
I know he had a few good games at full back, but he had a bit of a disaster there, one or two as well. Like, he's totally exposed. Like, you love him sort of get dragged out and get exposed. Yep. I don't think he's a full back for a year or two. What he get finds his feet. Yeah. He's centre back, or else he's a fill in.
Yeah.
Full back in certain games.
Yeah.
But he's not reliable.
I think we're going to end up signing more players this summer than we've ever signed. I think we'll end up signing like
10
players.
Good.
Because we've got Matip and whatever that guy's name already, right?
And Zielinski.
So he's definitely going to buy a defensive midfielder. Probably that Zielinski or Dahoud, which we've been linked with. Is it Dahoud or Mamou Dahoud?
Yeah.
Left back, at least another centre back, probably two more, a goalkeeper. Yeah. We're linked with wingers, right and centre.
Loads of wingers.
And he's going to buy another striker because Benteke is going to go, unless he says, I'm keeping Sturridge, Ings, Origi, Firmino is my fourth.
I definitely don't think he'll focus on a striker.
I don't think he'll focus on it, but I think he'll
Sturridge probably has another season at the club. Mm. Like, if it goes the way it's gone for him. And I'm not saying, like, you see people like, oh, something's going on. It's just not. They're just not click. Like, they just don't click.
Yeah, exactly.
They're polar opposites in terms of where they see themselves at the club.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, but it's not a priority to get rid of a striker who scores goals. He's going to keep him, work on the defence, get everything right back there. Then he has Sturridge, he's got Ings, he's got Origi. Why buy another striker?
Well, I think Sturridge might go. That's my...
If a big offer comes in...
That's what I think will happen.
Then he's gone.
I think he'll go and try and go abroad. He's a bit of a loner, any Sturridge. Like, you know, he's not married, got no kids. Like, you know what I mean? So I reckon he figures, okay, I got a big money move in me. Yeah. You know, why wouldn't I go now when I'm pretty fit? And I think Klopp, you're right, probably isn't forcing him out.
No.
But if he got
the right money
yeah. and freed up the wage bill, he'd probably
had the right replacement,
like, you know. Because we're linked with fucking everyone, but Volland today now.
No,
I don't think so either. But that Dembele from Rennes, we were after him. Now, I know he can play on the wing.
No.
But he's a forward.
No.
So, you know, I think he probably came in thinking, I'll sign two players, three players maybe, and now he's gone.
No, holy fucking fuck Jesus.
Yeah, he's gone, fuck it. This isn't, you know, it's not good.
Look, like, no matter who, if you've got Sturridge or Iggy or Ings, if he's on, like, you know, if he gets back from his injury, well, you've got three decent strikers there who will score goals with a busy Liverpool, with a busy front.
And Firmino's a better striker than he is a number 10.
Yeah.
I think.
You wanted to give everyone. Who else do you want to give everyone?
Oh, everyone. Who haven't we talked about yet?
Anyone you want. You can just pick.
Smith was fucking terrible.
People that were starting in big games ahead of Moreno. There's people that have made that out because he can cross better, apparently. Yeah.
Liverpool Twitter, not necessarily Liverpool fans that you're mates with in real life.
Not real people. Yeah.
They tend not to make wild shouts because they're not looking for attention when they're sitting there talking to you face to face. Like, look at me making the big mad shout. Like, play Smith. Look, based on no evidence, just play him. Has to be better than the other fella. Twitter, look, retweet me. And then they get into a fucking big load of bullshit comments arguing with each other. Smith looked good to me when I first seen him, first few games, and then I kind of started to realise, I know, actually he's not great at all. If he was good, he'd be staying in the team.
Well, there's also a reason why when he was available for nothing from Liverpool, not a single professional club offered him a contract.
He just fluked the kind of yeah. an extra extension.
I thought Coutinho was fucking pox. Absolutely terrible. Poxy.
Coutinho has been bad for weeks now.
Yeah, if he was a knocking 30 yarders in, we'd be going crazy about
it. Coutinho is another one who looks like he's thinking to himself, I'm off.
I think he is my wild card for who Klopp could sell.
Yeah.
It's Coutinho.
If the Götze link is true, right, and it looks increasingly likely that with the noise coming out that he preferred to come to Liverpool and Dortmund. Now, it could be that it's just Dortmund. It could be the Mkhitaryan thing all over again, right? But if it was true, then one of Lallana, Coutinho or Firmino is gone. Yeah. And the way Klopp loves Firmino, and I don't care what anyone says, if you look, once Firmino is fit, Firmino starts in all the big games.
And Lallana does.
Yeah.
So Coutinho, for me, he's a great... But for me, it's not about... It's like when Mourinho went into Chelsea and just went, I don't fancy Mata.
Yeah.
I just don't fancy him.
And nobody could
say, nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
It's just he doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I think Klopp's going to be the same about Coutinho, maybe start. He's just going to go, look, he's a great player, but he's just not for me. He's not what I want.
No, United fans could see the logic in Chelsea allowing him go. No. They couldn't understand it, but any Chelsea fan was able to tell you that Mourinho doesn't fancy him. He doesn't do all the work that he expects.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying Coutinho's lazy or anything, because he does track back and he does a lot of that stuff, but I don't think he is consistent enough on the ball in that position. For that position,
he still hasn't had a good season for us. He puts together a good run of a few months a season where he hits his ceiling and properly plays well week in, week out, and that's it. Then for the rest of the season, you're looking at him going,
Coutinho would genuinely be brilliant in Barcelona's team, right? Because he doesn't need to be quick because he's got three players, but he's actually not that quick, Coutinho, and unless he's got Sturridge making the run, I haven't seen him play. A great through ball very rarely he's making it all knit together. So the disappointing thing for me on Sunday was, I agree, Chiarravella and Stewart were overrun, but that's where you need Coutinho, who's playing that role, to get his foot on the ball and to just drop a little deeper.
They just kept Leo on the ball, gave it up.
And the bit, was it the third, second, or third? I can't remember which goal it is, where Coutinho gets robbed. And instead of chasing back and trying to make a tackle, he just throws his arms up in the air.
Chiarravella to me looks like potentially a kid with a lot of talent, but he just doesn't look ready for it.
He needs to go on the Origi diet.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. Yeah. He needs to go on and put on a bit of muscle, because his passing and his reading of the game is apparently very good, but he's tiny, so he's just going to get knocked over.
I think we should make allowances for a game where he's put in with another inexperienced player.
The whole midfield was teenagers.
What do you expect is going to happen when you've Ibe and Ojo, Ibe, who notoriously loses the ball, runs the ball out of play, who's constantly going to have the ball come, and Coutinho, who when he's not on his game can tend to be a bit wasteful in possession.
That's it.
So the ball's going to keep coming in on top of you. To expect two kids like that to have good games, it's impossible. I don't know whether there was a reason came out for why Klopp didn't name one extra substitute. What was the story there?
Randall travelled, but then he was sick and went home. So
was there nobody else?
There was no one in. No,
there was
one
no one on the bus.
No. So he took the 18, because he left five players at home. He took the 18 and he left the five players that
he only took
on
a small
Thursday.
Bus as well. They didn't take the proper bus. They took a small bus down.
Even would have been good experience for one of the kids that were sitting at home, just to stick his name down. Even if he was just sitting at home, and you've seen himself on telly, would have been good experience for the kid,
But in fairness, though, they did save a few quid on getting the small bus down instead of the big huge bus.
Yeah, save linings and all that.
And so it's better for a few cans.
Look, if that's our Stoken, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I'd be happy enough. It lacked everything.
Right, look, if we win on Thursday,
Park and Swansea.
No one fucking cares.
Park and Swansea, right? Let's get on to the
final thing. Final thing on Swansea. There is an advantage if we don't... We've had this debate on WhatsApp, but if we don't get into the Europa League next year... for me, it's Champions League or bust. We either get into the Champions League or we should skip Europe next year, give Klopp the season to get his system going, to have one game a week where he can really, put the squad together, and I think we'd be the better for it.
Okay, we can debate that again some other time.
But if you come runners up in the Europa League and your team that wins it gets into the Champions League,
No.
I just made that up.
If you do run 1.7 kilometres per game more than the opponent,
you get the fair play for running lots.
You get the run lots
prize,
you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
We might struggle though if Lucas is playing.
Oh. Now a chance back, he's grand now.
Yeah, there's no injury at all.
Yeah. Emery grand.
Emery grand.
Yeah. Basically they right. they put skirtles.
A chance starts on Thursday, the whole team is dope.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. I was like, oh, Jesus, that's great. Like,
yeah.
But then you're thinking, it's amazing how the advancements in, come back. Like,
yeah, pharmacology these days.
They're always doping, right? Allegedly, is Matip out of Chelsea. That's apparently the reason. Matic out of Chelsea. Apparently, that's one of the reasons why he's fallen so far out of favour, is he was caught doping by the club and had to.
You can tell that's not his real head. No way, that's his real head. If you look at the way his face sits on it, no
I think
way.
I think doping. Like, I mean, for a while I was wondering how often these players are getting tested. Like, are the FA coming to their training grounds on a regular basis? And if they are coming, is there a little bit of a whoosh, yeah. And then the lads that are doping disappear, and there's all this underground shit going on.
What, were they hiding underground?
No, like there's a bit of a
quick down the doping hole.
But the FA don't test hardly at all.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because you never really.
That's how Sacco got caught, the cheat, because because he got caught by UEFA. Because UEFA test after every game, whereas the FA, I think, have a sampling of like 8%, something like that, which they test.
Well, 8% is fucking 8%.
8% of games. So. Oh, 8% of players, sorry, yeah.
Across the four leagues.
Across the four leagues. It's not a lot.
But I mean, like,
you take, particularly with what people take now, right?
That's
what
probably 8 players a week.
Yeah, but if they're
tested, I made 8%
if you've
up,
got,
by the way.
If you've got an 8% chance of getting tested, like, that's not worth the risk.
That's nearly 10%.
Not when the FA are saying, listen, you boys are up to be tested today, so get drinking the water and flush your system. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, they know the testers are coming.
Everyone's cheating, bollocks.
Like, you know what I mean? They know the testers are coming. And with the majority of, like, legal... See, the problem is, not to go into a tangent, there's legal stuff that you can take, or prescription stuff. So as long as you tell a doctor, I'm asthmatic, you can take Clenbuterol or whatever the fuck, like some, you know, Chinese asthma medicine, which is really a performance-enhancing drug, so, as long as you get a note off the doctor. So it's the club doctors which are making it happen, apart from Sarko, who's a cheat.
Yeah. Deja needs Nandrolone for his fucking cheat.
Somebody get fucking drunk. Like, and then you lay
but you know what's interesting? No England international, to your point about the FA, how come no England international has ever been caught doping?
What about Ferdinand?
Because, yeah, they run off
the
Harvey
Nicks. He skipped
the
test.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he got banned for loads.
Yeah, for missing the test, not for doping.
Yeah, but he's like, I mean, they went to test him.
Yeah.
No, oh, I forgot about that there. I'm off for the day.
Yeah, but,
I would have thought,
he
like,
probably figured, I'll get away with missing the test, right?
Yeah.
But if he gets caught, I'm not saying Ferdinand was doping, though he was. But if he gets caught, then he's banned, like, you know, his career's in tatters then, isn't it? You know? Whereas skipping a test, he could just blame I had hats to make or whatever.
I just couldn't get my head around
hats to make.
Getting caught like that, Sacco.
He's a fucking moron.
Fully aware of what he's doing. Any comments that have come out with the club, like, fucking not official, but it's like he's got a lot of explaining to do. He wasn't upfront or whatever about what, like, you know, we don't know the fine official details, but he wasn't being upfront.
No.
So
that's why I call him a cheat, because he's a professional athlete and he's taken something without asking the medical department.
Yeah. Okay, look, let's wander back
on,
off.
I want to make some more comments. The only way he isn't a complete cabbage coming out of this is if, like, some other doctor has said, oh no, you can take that. There's nothing in there, like, that's on the banned list. If some, like, medical professional that he knows or something.
That's fucking bollocks. That's like being in hospital, right? And they say, no, you can't have any food. And they go, I don't know, but my nan works in a pharmacy. She said I can have some.
I'm saying he's definitely going to come out of it being a fucking stupid cunt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a cheat. Because if you're asking... That's even worse for me, though, because if you're asking a doctor but not asking your club doctor, that means you know it's dodgy.
You must have something.
I don't think he's a cheat. I just think he's stupid, just for the record.
I think cheat is a harsh word. I know you're getting a bit of crack out and all that. Personally,
give me a logical reason why he's not a cheat.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because every single player in the league takes some form of tablets to make them play better. Absolutely.
And
that's
signed off by the club, though.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So, and I would say that 99% of the time, the player's not intelligent enough to actually figure out what he's taking. So he's given a cup.
I agree. Yeah.
And take them, me on me.
Yeah.
So players are all aware that they're taking synthetic fucking pieces of
tablets
to make them play better football.
I agree.
And they're happy to do that.
I agree.
Okay. And it just so happens that it's allowed, you know, or else some of the stuff that's they're taking is ahead of the doping testing.
So it's not.
So as soon as it gets banned, they just move on. They develop something that's a bit like it,
yep,
but does the same thing. So they're all at that. So they're like, to call Saka a cheat because he's only trying to improve his performances is a bit unfair because they're all doing it.
I'm trying to keep his weight in check.
If you take something illegal to improve your performance, you're a cheat.
No.
Not if you don't know it's illegal.
Well, how would he not know it's illegal?
I just think it's harsh to call him that when everybody is taking something.
Everyone's
to
telling
make
me it's harsh to call him that, but nobody can give me a reason why
it's harsh.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, because everybody takes stuff to improve their performance.
Not everyone takes illegal stuff, though. That's and what you're saying is that all of these players are in a regiment, right, which the club medical department oversees.
Yeah.
So if you go outside of that regiment, you're deliberately going outside of it. So you're cheating. So you're looking to gain an advantage that everyone else in your club or everyone else in the league can't get. Mm. How is that not a cheat?
I just think it's harsh.
Everyone thinks it's harsh because, you know.
It's not cheating if he does it by accident, though. It's
how could you take something by accident?
I think it's just...
No, if he doesn't know that, it's like if there's...
But if you don't know, you have a responsibility to go
stupid.
Fucking ask, which
that's
is cheating.
Stupid, Dave,
he's deliberately not asked.
I think...
Well, you're basing a lot of that on speculation.
I think it's
cheating,
but I don't think it's cheating.
We're all basing it on speculation. But for me, the only way he's not a cheat is if the club prescribes it. If the club prescribes it, fair enough.
No, I can get on board with the idea that he was cheating, but I don't necessarily call him a cheat.
Well, a cheat is someone...
Like, you have to appreciate the Germany's footballers aren't the most intelligent. Like, there is a chance that he went off on his own back and, like, some people go and they get so deep into fucking taking different things, whether it's for their fitness or pre-workouts or post-workouts or pre-workouts or, you know, all the shit that people take. And sometimes people get carried away in it. And he might have thought that what he's taking is spot on. And it's just a pure stupidity. And then in that case,
I don't accept the stupidity argument.
Why? Because 90% of footballers are stupid.
But if he's stupid, he would just do what the club told him to do. He didn't. I'm speculating.
If you're smart, you do it.
No, if you're dumb, you do what you're told to do, right? You have no. If you're saying that he's so stupid,
I think it's too risky
to even fucking think about this, then he would just say to the doctor,
anyway,
"Tell me what to do."
I think it's too risky. I think it's too risky.
Let's bring it back to the football, right? Because let's be honest about it, it's all speculation.
Dave, it's too like. I think it's too risky. It's too risky to go.
Think of Giuseppe Conlon.
Right. When you're talking about real cheats in sport, like Lance Armstrong, this is based on a fucking whole committee of people working out what to give him, how to do this, and how to go about it. That's engineering an edge. If he's just dabbling or experimenting and things, absolutely. Because
he a cheat, or was the infrastructure around him?
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Who's a cheat?
There's because a match on fucking tours that we have to talk about. Back on the fucking match.
Okay.
There was intelligence.
Andy, nobody cares anymore. On Thursday last week, we were beaten by Villarreal. If we win this week, we might go through to the final and then get into the Champions League. Let's talk about that instead of who won't be playing and who's been taking drugs.
But we might lose because of that cheat, because he's not playing.
We won't lose because of him. We won't lose. We lose as a collective. We win as a team and we lose as a team.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
Fucking Villarreal.
That he's a cheat.
Don't care about Sacco because he's not going to be playing on Thursday. Right. So look, last Thursday we lost.
What if he did get banned?
I'll ram your phone up your hole. last Thursday we were beaten 1-0. We have to overturn that at Anfield, right? So in direct conflict to the spirit of this pod, I watched Villarreal at the weekend because I've been watching a bit more over the course of the season, and as I was saying to Paul before we started recording, I basically shit myself after watching them, because what they did was they more or less set the game up the way I'd imagine they're going to approach it.
They beat Valencia, was it?
Yeah, they beat Valencia, and all they did, and they were brilliant at it,
they sat back,
let Valencia have about 70% of the possession and countered like I haven't seen a team counter since Arsenal in their pomp. It was like 3, 4, 5 passes and through they went and in they went. Like this.
Hello.
There's the away goal.
Offside.
No, it's Griezmann.
But did they not make eight changes or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, if they wanted to prepare for Thursday, surely they'd play the players who were going to play.
Not necessarily. Like, if they're already trained and drilled in that system, so the players that are coming in, they know are going to play the same system. But just looking at the way they approached it and the whole lot, they were fucking, like, they were, it was a masterclass in counter-attacking football. It really was.
You can tell from the first leg that they're comfortable enough sitting back as well. Like, yeah. They weren't really panicking or, like, about the fact that it was, you know, a fairly even enough game. Yeah. Like, they didn't give a shite, so that's what it looks sort of worrying.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, the question we got to ask ourselves is, if our best team that's available plays, are we good enough to beat them? And we are, regardless of the tactics they use.
The problem, I think, Dave, at this stage, though, is who we're missing as opposed to...
I agree. We don't have the best team available, but, like...
But if Cam plays,
without getting all emotional and fucking like Anfield on the European night is a special place. As much as we like, it can create fucking madness.
Yeah, like, the Dortmund game was mental.
Villarreal's game plan went out the window if Liverpool are like fucking wasps around them.
And Klopp is excellent in the big games. I mean, if you think about his career to date, all the bad times have been where either. He hasn't got them up for it. They will be up for this. Mm-hmm. So even the only big game I think we've lost is the cup final, really, and that was on penalties. You know, so I think that he'll have them up for this. This is the cup final, right? Look, we've got two games, right, to win. We win two games during the Champions League, and that's what he'll be saying to them.
Klopp set up last Thursday, and he almost got what he wanted. Exactly. Like, he clearly wanted the draw, and he paid them any amount of respect. He knew that they were capable of doing something. He didn't go over there and try and get caught with their fucking trousers down.
This is what I want to touch on. Like, the rhetoric after the match was, oh, they're shite, we'll batter them at Anfield, right? Nobody seems to take an allowance for that. They were happy to play that way and basically effectively play almost like an away team as well.
I can see why they put that out, though. I think it was trying to nip in the bud any kind of, like, they could have been considering a 93rd minute goal. Yep. You know, the whole club could have gone into a depression. I think Klopp came out straight away and is like, and I think he's actually a little angry, Klopp is, at the way Villarreal celebrated. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to use that. I think that's why that message came out from the club is, we'll beat them at Anfield. And I think that's why the fans are trying to do it, is to say, you know, let's not fucking lose our heads, because there was a small population of Liverpool Twitter that did lose their heads after the game, you know.
There was a lot of people, there was people who were very within their rights to say Klopp got it wrong. Like, to say Klopp got it wrong is a fair comment, but to get into this whole thing about storage and everything else, like, who do these people want to manage Liverpool Football Club?
Yeah.
Who do they think is going to be trustworthy enough?
And athletic grounds.
Like, they could dig fucking Bill Shankly up, get him to manage the club, and he still wouldn't fucking, they'd be still criticising him.
How many managers did they need to hound out of the club before they realised that there are ups and downs? Mm-hmm. And the same people saying Klopp got it wrong, by the way, were saying that he got it wrong at halftime against Dortmund as well.
Yeah.
You know, and we won that game. So, and I was kind of saying this after the game, I don't know what this manager has to do to, like, just get everyone to take a collective breath.
But
go,
I don't know what, I don't think a manager exists, like, on this planet that fans aren't going to start saying, like, Jesus, let a manager manage.
Yeah.
That's what he's there and he's paid to do.
For a whole year and a bit, we had...
sitting on your fucking couch watching a match on a TV screen.
Having a go
screen.
At Rodgers saying... Yeah. Klopp, you know, dreaming of Klopp, never thinking we'd be able to get him. And now we've got him.
Yeah.
And I saw someone say, starting to get a bit sick of Klopp now. And I don't know if it was a wind-up, right? It had to be. But you can sense that underneath it a little bit. People going, oh, I'm not happy with the manager smiling. On Sunday when we lost to Swansea, you know, he's kind of laughing at how shit we were.
They obviously don't realise how fucking mad this fella is.
That's what I said. I said he's laughing because he's hiding how much he wants to fucking throttle everyone. Like,
you know? How often have you been furious with the kids at home or whatever, or in work, and you just smile?
Yeah. Because you're like, I'm going to fucking kill him. Yeah. Get
home. Like, it's just, Liverpool Twitter drives me fucking mad. And it's why every time I see something so crazy, I just go, it's just Liverpool Twitter. This is not a true reflection of your fan you meet at the game, or your fan that you know, mates you were in school, or mates you work with. that are Liverpool fans. None of them go on. Nobody I know goes on like Liverpool Twitter. Nobody in the flesh.
We're part of the problem as well, obviously, like, you know, because we do things like this, like, you know. So I recognise the hypocrisy in it. But I just don't care.
Well, us being hypocrites, I don't think we're mad, though. I don't think like we say wild things. Like,
no, but we come on here, we do say wild things.
We're just talking about fucking Liverpool, like fans. People on Twitter aren't talking about Liverpool like fans. They're talking about like they want to manage the club. Yeah. They're talking about like they know more than the manager. Like Brendan Rodgers, for all the shit that he did and all the bad decisions that he made them in good faith. Like he actually believed that this was the way to go. He's seen the players day in, day out. Liverpool Twitter didn't see them players day in, day out.
But he was a fraud.
He is, But Klopp is doing some similar things to Rodgers. Like, he's playing the same players. He's putting faith in it. Like, some things are out of manager's control. You have to trust the manager, no matter who it is.
Yeah. I want Klopp out if he doesn't play Balotelli. But if he throws him under the bus.
But okay, look, going back to the match, right? We actually made a fair few amount of chances against Villarreal. And, you know, there's that Moreno chance towards the end where people were were losing their shit because he didn't square it to Ayib, ignoring the fact that he would have squared it to Ayib. Like, anything could have happened at that point.
And Ayib was 15 yards behind.
But this, do you know what? Anybody who's even played football at the lowest of lowest levels knows that if the ball's in front of you on goal, you're going to swing a fucking boot if you're left foot. That is just, that's just simple. It's fucking, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
When the ball is not far in front of you,
you're not a playmaker.
Yeah. You're moving too quickly to look. Yeah. Because the ball's going to get out of your way. The ball's getting away from you. You're going to swing your left on your good foot. That's what you're going to do. Mm. And anyone that disagrees with, they haven't played football.
And I would back Moreno in that situation 9 times out of 10 versus Ayib with an open goal.
To put your, you're a left back, you've got into that position, to put your laces through it. Yeah. And people think that, like, he's like a Floyd that can just slow down everything.
Slow everything down.
And just look
in
right.
In bullet time. Like,
and like then just... Floyd. Is that what you're trying to swat a Floyd?
I can see the pod graphic already.
Like, everything just goes into slow motion and he's supposed to just do this finesse square across, like, you know, like... Oh, I've just slid at home. No.
I think if that Sturridge, by the way, that's running up 15 yards inside him, he might actually square him.
He doesn't even know he's there. He's running 90 miles an hour. He doesn't know what's going on. The ball is getting away from in front of him. You're going to put your laces through it. Of course you are.
But like,
fuck off.
But, you know, the goal we concede is just, it's everything that's wrong with the team because of the players that we're missing.
I mean, it's a terrible goal, you know, to concede at that stage in the game. But the flip side of that is, you know, we think we've seen the game out, and Klopp encourages the team to be front foot and to be aggressive. And I'd much rather us concede that goal than concede fucking set pieces or, you know, the Lucas foul or whatever, you know. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but we probably should have taken a draw, maybe even a win out of that game, you know. And then they're not a great side, Villarreal. No, neither are we. But they're not a great side.
They're very well drilled, and they know exactly what they're going to do when they're on the pitch. And if you don't prepare for that part, they're going to catch you out at some stage.
Did you see that stat that came up there?
No.
Like, there's 60 minutes gone there, and Atletico have made 90 passes. A pass and a half a minute.
Yeah, but they scored 2 goals.
And Bayern have made about 700.
They scored 8 goals.
Come here. So anyway, looking ahead to the match. Okay, so Chan, I believe, might be fit for this game, as we know.
That's massive. If he plays, that's massive.
Absolutely massive.
So
even if he got a good 60 minutes out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the good thing is he hasn't been out for absolutely ages. So
he's lost everything.
His touch is going to be grand, you know.
Do we think Origi might be fit? You could be on the same drug.
You're making this up. I actually searched Origi on Twitter and all tweets, so you even get the bullshitters, like, not even top tweets. And they're talking about a boost for Belgium, like, so he might be back in June. You want them back in 2 days.
Yeah, I don't think Origi's not going to be back. No. But if Can is back and he plays and starts, there's loads of reasons why that's good. One is it means Lucas has no chance of starting. It also means that he can play probably Alan and Shan in the middle and push Milner on. Which I think is a better balance for us against a team like that. You know, the king of assists on the wide right again, that'll be great.
And put him wide right.
And I think it also means that he'll probably play Lallana, Sturridge.
And Firmino or Coutinho.
Yeah, that's the one. It's between Firmino and Coutinho, but I
guess could be between Firmino and Sturridge.
Yeah. I think he'll start Sturridge. I just think he knows if he doesn't start Sturridge, he's opening himself up to
I don't think he gives a shit.
If it was Nilal in Villarreal, I think he would be going with what he felt worked and everything else. But the fact of the matter is we need a goal and
probably two. You know, if they score, we're going to need three, right? So it's like, I think he's going to go and try and win it early. That's what I would try and do if I was him. He knows he'll get 60 minutes out of Sturridge. He knows that 60 minutes or 70 minutes will be of a high quality. And then you could bring Benteke on, and then it's a different game.
Holy fucking smokes. Yeah, it's different already. Yeah.
But, I mean, if he puts Sturridge on late and Sturridge is a bit sulky,
that's why I don't think you can bring Sturridge on. I don't think he's a good sub.
No.
You've kind of got to start him, let him work into the game.
Only if it's a game that he's not too bothered about playing him. Like, but this is a game that, in his own head, he'd be like, I'm the main man around here. This is the biggest game of the season now, and I should be playing.
And I also think in a game where you are missing, you know, a lot of our good players, you know, a lot of our better players, then should we say, and maybe Khan is a fit, you've got to put your best players on the field. Mm-hmm. Okay, that might not always work. Or it might not be what he'd do if everyone was fit. But, you know, give them something to worry about. If you've got a front four of Lallana, Firmino, Sturridge, and say Milner, maybe Coutinho, depending on what he decides to do. Well, there's no way he's not starting Milner.
Dave, just on that, right? In the event that Chan isn't fit, would you play the fucking accident waiting to happen, the guaranteed goal conceder a game, and Lucas in this match?
Phil, no. Lucas should never play another minute for us.
I totally agree with you.
And Skrtel.
Yeah,
I mean, that should be the end of their
careers. That should be the end of them.
I mean, and the fact that Klopp hasn't played Lucas tells you what he thinks of him.
Mm.
He's gone. He's shot. He can't run.
No.
He can't move. Mm. You know, if Villarreal were the type of team that were going to come on to us, there is the smallest of arguments that you play Lucas then, right? As a prop, he doesn't have to do anything offensively.
Mm.
He's just cleaning up. But he's still not in this game.
He is still going to guarantee a mistake free in the match.
Of course he is. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't start him.
No, if Jan isn't playing, which I don't think he will, it's going to be Milner and Allen.
Yeah. Mm. I definitely, if Jan isn't fit, it'd be Milner and Allen. And then you play Coutinho, Firmino.
See, because if Chan is fit, you can play Chan as the one. He's deepest.
Yeah.
And both Allen and Milner can go forward then.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play Lucas, one of them has to sit in slightly ahead of him to do his running for him. And then I think we're completely imbalanced. No,
there's
Lucas is a fucking swirling vortex.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're saying there. Everything just has to move and come round them and all.
Do you remember when we bought Charlie Adam, right? No, do you remember, right?
And shut up, that never happened.
And Kenny picked him up from the motel.
Right, and do you remember, like, he went through pre-season and he were watching all the pre-season games going, when he gets a bit of fitness now, he'll be a bit more mobile. And then August went by and he went, oh, he just needs proper games in his legs. And then it's October and you're like, fucking hell, he can't move. That's what Lucas is like. He cannot.
He's getting away from Bourne, isn't it?
Right, so.
Oh.
So, season defining game, if ever there's a season defining game, this is.
Yes.
Dave Thomas.
Yes.
Is it another magical, wonderful night at Anfield, or is it just one bridge too far?
I think it's neither. I think we'll win it comfortably.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what we're so scared of. There was nothing that Villarreal really did in the first leg that makes me think they've got what it takes to come and beat us out of the park. But we can be a million times better than we were against them.
I think they could come and play a far more militant, professional performance than Dortmund did at Anfield.
I'm not
block out the whole atmosphere thing. Like that,
are you trying
that
to convince me I'm wrong?
I'm just telling you what I think.
Yeah, well, I think we'll win 2-0 on the night. Okay. And that'll be it.
I'm
fearful, obviously, because the season ends on Thursday night if we don't.
Mm.
Names on
so I think, like, it's quite possible that Villarreal come along and they block out everything, the atmosphere, and just do a professional job, hit us on the break, getting away, goal, like a cold goal like that. But then, look, this is Liverpool. We've watched them so many times pull off mental things, and this isn't even a huge task. Like, this is Liverpool going out and performing. Because if they do perform, and Sturridge plays, and he gets a couple of chances, and Firmino decides to have a good game, Coutinho clicks. Like, this is a team we just know are well capable of beating anybody on the day.
Villarreal is at the same level as Southampton. That's my view on it. And we'd kill the likes of Southampton on a day.
We've heard your take.
Fuck off.
We're a serious pod now.
Very serious, isn't he? He's mad because I call Sacco cheap.
My heart says 3-1. My head says and fucking a brave 2-1 victory and out and away goals. That's what my head says.
I'm in that exact same space. Yeah. And I think it could be one of those crippling last 10 minute fucking away goals because we send Lucas on to shore things up.
I think obviously the best bet would be if we blitzed them at the start and got an early goal that set everything up. But I think it's going to be a match. It will be a match where we'll have to be patient, I think.
It's very hard to blitz a team that set up so compact. Yeah. You know,
so defensively.
Yeah. You can't blitz a team like that. The only time we ever blitz teams is if they just
open up,
come out with their jocks down. Like.
But it's where Sturridge helps a little. if they are playing deep, Sturridge can have, you know, a little bit of magic in and around the box, get himself halfway out of space.
If we can get two goals, I think the game... It might open up for us in the right way because they'll have to come out and get a goal, right? If it's tight and it's us trying to break them down, that's probably where the danger lies. So,
Dexy Lovren winning goal.
You know, we're playing Watford at the weekend. I was just saying to Paul about this. Exactly. Every time I see Watford, I think they're not in the fucking Premier League. And
we'll be watching them next season because Skirt will be playing for them.
You know, like if Rodgers was still the manager, we'd be looking at Deeney and Galio
instead of your man. What's his name? Of Leicester that we're signing?
Oh,
Chilwell.
Yeah, Chilwell.
Is that his name? Yeah. Has he? I don't watch the Premier League anymore. So
he's only played 3 games for Leicester.
Has he? So he's not exactly going to. He's not coming in as a first.
Ah, come on now, Phil. Not being able to get in the best side in the league isn't that bad. Like,
well, will he get in ahead of him?
If he'd only played 3 games for Man City and he was 19, we'd be going, oh yeah, good prospect, top prospect there.
Would he get in ahead of Ricardo Rodriguez? Given he's starting as well.
Given that we're signing half the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so right then, we're beating Villa.
So what are you saying going out, do you?
I don't. I thought it was going to be tight in the last game. I said they may win by one goal. I thought we might have got the away goal. If we had the away goal, I'd be a lot more confident that we'd be able to do it on field. Just not having the away goal and not having as strong a defence as we would do if Sacco and Lovren was there, I'm just fearful of being caught in the break at some stage in the game.
At the moment, we don't look like a team that's going to keep a clean sheet. That's why I think we're going to need 3 goals.
Yeah.
But Cole,
it's going to be hard to score 3 goals against them.
Cole will be back. The war.
Alright, yeah.
Skirtle could start.
You've won me round.
Skirtle could start just to try.
If he starts Skirtle, I swear to God, right? I'm supporting Notts County. That's it. Fucking Skirtle. I'd rather he played Skirtle's
Spartan
afterbirth. Spartan
Skirtle inside for Notts County.
Why? Damn it, why?
Well, all the fans are going, yeah!
He's so mean looking.
He's such a hard defender. So hard. He'll never get bullied. Right then, Trippers Chats. Andy, and this one has been going on now because the English lads are fucking mentalists. But anyway, right? Is it chipper or a chippy?
Well, it's never a chippy. Anyone like that says chippy in Dublin is a wannabe Scouser or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just a chipper.
It's a chipper.
Yeah.
Definitely a chipper.
It's a chipper all through Ireland. Yeah. It's a chipper. Like,
chippy sounds ridiculous.
Chippy's a carpenter.
Yeah. Chippy is a carpenter.
Chippy's a UK, UK thing. In the UK, they'd say it like Liverpool.
And they're wrong.
It's like when
and they're wrong. Yeah,
it's like when me in my previous life I was an electrician. We called a transformer a truffle. In the UK, they call it a tranny. Which can get very confusing. When an English fella's on site and he's looking for the tranny, look. Like,
Do you have the auto, Andy? Yeah?
Your number's there, Bianca. Expensive here, though.
Well, so yeah, so for all the English lads out there, it's a chipper because it's a chipper, right?
And you sound like fucking idiots.
Chippy, like it's just
an offy. Going down the offy and the chippy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
They're just adopted wannabe Scouse words, are even just watching too much English television.
Yeah, you're going to the offy, like.
Yeah.
Make that clear. One for an open title one. Funniest YouTube or video clip? It has to be the fucking sports channel.
The what?
The what?
You're not saying enough.
Yeah, we're all singing over here. You're not singing.
You're not singing.
Oh,
oh, see, the Atletico fans aren't singing now.
We're all singing over here.
Okay, save us. So, Tito asks, so you're wanking and the door starts to open. Do you hide your cock or close the laptop? Which one do you do first?
I mean, there's no smooth exit out of that.
Like, you know what I mean? Who's catching you?
I don't know.
How funny is the stuff you're watching?
Yeah, who's walking in?
It's Ma, because he just shouted, Ma!
Danger wank!
Like, you'd probably put your cock away. You'd much rather they heard the porn than saw you knocking one out, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Is that not why God gave us two hands, no? Closed laptop with one
finger's
hand.
Up your bum, right? No?
Nervous laughter.
What about that thing? Well, like, it obviously never happened, or maybe it did happen, but you always hear like repeated, oh, mate of mine, like, you know, he was having a wank, and next thing he just turned around, and like his breakfast and his tea was just on a tray beside the bed.
Yeah, like your mother, you got the headphones on, it's not been furiously going.
There's young Dave.
Actually, there's a story.
That's my boy.
A mate of mine, and I swear it was a mate of mine, it wasn't me. But he actually came home one day, and a t-shirt belonging to him was just folded nice and neatly on his bed. And this was the t-shirt that he spent wiping his cock and wanking for about 2 years. That he had just thrown under his bed.
Oh,
no. Had they washed? Has she washed it?
No, it's just like.
She just picked it up.
Yeah, he didn't put it in
that
the usual.
No, but did she take it for the wash?
It and wash it?
No.
Folded or snapped?
No, he said it was just like folded and snapped.
Does she not have a sense of smell?
Snapped in two. This t-shirt's very starchy.
Jesus Christ. You're probably doing those fucking, you know, that Australian wobble board tunes with it.
Right, so.
Is that it?
That's it, we're done.
Fantastic, that was a treat. Bye-bye.
This is for you, Trev.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Later when you need
admin.
Admin.
Admin. Big thanks to the lads at the Astro Park for letting us use the facilities as ever. Give them a call on the hotline bling if you want to play five-a-side football, and they even have bubble football, so get on down here and tell Del that the Day Tripper sent you. He might give you a discount. This week's show was brought to you by not the the carton of wine that we wanted from Lidl. Fuck yous anyway. If any alcoholic companies are food companies, chocolate companies, fish fingers want to send us free shit, we'll plug it on the show everywhere. If nobody sponsors us, he's going to all fuck off if we're going to do this. Keep doing this for the rest of our lives. Anyway, big thanks tonight to Dave Thomas, Paul Brennan and Andy Young as ever. Of course, it was me, Phil Casey, who is your host now at this stage. So good night and God bless. Love you, Trev. Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Heroes Inside the Shell, fucking useless, the world's most useless fighting team, heroes in a half shell but the green bellies, when the evil Shredder attacks, these two boys will hide at the back. Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas but they forgot all this stuff when they had a dream. Raphael is cool but rude. Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, Lucas Useless Martin Skirtle, go and fuck yourself. Fuck up, Bassett!
2005.
Bring Javi home.
Bring him home.
Are we the only club in the world who refers to bringing players that used to play for us no matter where they're from to bring them home?
Oh, it's fucking ridiculous.
No one ever does that on us.
Who cares, like?
I know, yeah.
I mean... I used to be the positive one. I hate that, fans. I fucking hate seriously.
No, because
Klopp, if I was Klopp, I'd tell us all to fuck off, to be honest.